Something that I've come to realize is that all of my good ideas stem from Pinterest, whether it be a post I find or an idea I have while I'm scrolling through it. And so this is one of those episodes where it's inspired by Pinterest. I didn't really have an intro for this. I'm kind of just going straight into it. I think that this is a really important episode and I hope it will become a series. But as I was going through Pinterest and I was looking at different profiles that I follow, all of them are women, obviously, because I've never heard of a guy having Pinterest, and either way, like, I wouldn't follow them if they did. But I noticed that every single girl has a wedding Pinterest board. Maybe there are some exceptions. I have yet to find an exception to this rule, but every girl has a wedding Pinterest board. I'm like, this is such a female thing. I've never seen or heard of a guy having a wedding Pinterest board or even thinking about like a part of their, like, I have never heard of a guy thinking about their wedding, but every girl from a young age knows what they want and has a vision, and I thought it was just so interesting. And so I was thinking about other things that are so unique to the female experience and what it means to be a woman. And obviously, there are a lot of things that fall into this category. And so I asked a bunch of my friends, what is an experience that you've had that is like so unique to being a female? And a lot of them responded with such good ideas. And so what I did was I categorized all of those things into different subsections. And I was thinking about how this could really become a series because there's so much to talk about. Every single person gave me a new idea, which was so crazy. And all of them, I'm like, this is so true. So today I picked a few of them that I want to speak about. And I really hope that like from every episode that I do in this series, it will have a bit covering every part of what it means to be a woman. So either the objectification of women or just like female friendship or the deep emotions that come with being a woman, or certain struggles that we face with sexism, whatever it is, I hope that like every episode covers the entire picture. And so I'm really excited, and I wanted to dedicate this episode to my home friends because they're really such great female role models. I never realized how amazing like the girls that I grew up with were until I left and I saw what other people are like and what other people's experiences are. And I was like, wow, I'm so blessed. Not that other people are bad or anything like that. It's just like I really lucked out with such a good group of girls. And everyone is strong, everyone's independent, everyone's smart, everyone's driven, everyone's just like really, I was so blessed. And every grade is usually known for something, and our grade was known to have good girls. Like, our boys were like, some of them are fine, some of them are good. Like, in general, our girls were just so good, and like, we're just known for having such good girls. And I really think that being around girls like that, who are like with such good heads on their shoulders, like, it was really, really important in creating my identity as a woman and helping spark these views that I have, just because everyone around me was interested in learning about it and was passionate about being a woman and speaking up. And I just love my home friends. They're really so incredible. And so, as I said, I asked a lot of people, and many people contributed to the ideas of the unique experiences of girlhood and womanhood. And so this also is interesting because the Barbie movie just came out, and I know that so many people saw it and people dressed up to go to the theater, and which was so cute. And I remember I asked my grandma too, besides for all my friends, and she was only basically sending me art articles about Barbie when I asked her. And she was talking about the wage gap, and then she was talking about the Barbie movie. So I have my own thoughts on the Barbie movie, but regardless, I think that this entire concept is becoming more spoken about, and that's why I think it's the perfect time to speak about it because of the Barbie craze and also the Taylor Swift craze. One of the articles that my grandma sent me, which I'll link to this, is about the Taylor Swift and the Barbie craze that's going on right now. The first thing that I wanted to speak about was the wedding Pinterest board, just because I mean, I already touched upon this, but it was just so interesting because every girl has it. And also, like, I will take some ideas from my friends, and I think that they take some ideas from me, and everyone just like has this vision, and like I already know what I want, and from a young age I've already told my parents what I want for my wedding, and like I told my parents it's this or bust. Like, I'm not getting married if I'm not doing it in this place or in this way. And like randomly I'll tell my mom if I'm talking to her, even if it's literally about something so random, I'll think like I want my wedding to be small and intimate, and I want it to be this way, and I want it to be, you know. And she's like, okay, like, what does this have to do with anything? But it's just something that like is constantly on my mind. And but girls like talk about this. Like, this is something that we speak about, and I just love that about women in general. And something that while I was looking, thinking of ideas and like collecting ideas from different people about what it means to be a woman, I was listening to music, and you know when you like actually listen to the lyrics? This is a song that I've actually listened to the lyrics before anyway, but I just thought this was like, this is the definition of what it means to be a woman. The song is In a Good Way by Faye Webster, and I'm gonna play a bit of it. It's just one, like, it just feels very feminine, but also the words, like the chorus goes like, "You make me want to cry in a good way," which is just so female. Like, that is so female because it's about how deep your emotions go and how like you can really feel in so like such deep ways. And I'm gonna play
I didn't know I was capable being happy right now.
Okay, wait.
But you can make me wanna cry in a good way. You make me wanna cry in a good way.
Anyway, I think that everyone should go listen to that song. It's so nice and so calming. Yeah. The next thing that was suggested by Shoshana Stadlin, I don't remember what a lot of who said what, but I remember that she said this about the major confidence gap between men and women and how women underestimate themselves while men overestimate themselves. And she said it so well, and I think that you don't realize how much of an effect this plays on your life. And after she said this, I was reflecting on different times in my life where I felt like I've underestimated myself. And even if I feel like I'm a confident person and I know what I want and I know what I'm capable of, I do underestimate myself a lot just because I want to. It ties into perfectionism, which I'm going to speak about next. But I have this idea of like I need to strive for perfection, and if I think that I'm something that I'm not and I'm not able to perform to that extent, then I'm letting myself down, and I'm also letting down anyone that thinks that of me, you know? So, for example, I've been feeling at the beginning of starting classes again, I started to feel really, really down in that way because I think I was really doubting my intellectual abilities, and I just was not confident about it. I was like, I don't belong here. Like, everyone here is smarter than me, and everyone here did better in school than me, and everyone here knows what they want and is driven. And one, so am I. Like, who says that just like someone else being a certain way does not take away from you? But two, I was like, I am just as capable as literally anyone else here. There's a reason that I'm here, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't belong here. And so it was just like interesting. And then I like started to speak up in class, and like one of my TAs, like specifically in one of my classes, when he asked a question, he's like, okay, anyone but Molly answer. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, like, good for me. Because I really think that I've been so scared of not performing to a certain level that I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I don't belong here. Like, it's a fluke that I'm here, and I don't deserve this, which is so not true. And I think that like I've been meeting a lot of people, and it's just interesting to see how different people act. And I've seen this in so many different ways. Like, for example, if there's a board game, I've seen this a lot where like I don't know about other girls, but for me, when I play a board game, like I don't want anyone to know that I've ever played it or I think I'm good at it, just because in case I lose, I don't want everyone to have that expectation of me. So I won't say anything, you know? And men will think that like, oh, they're so good at this board game. And like I've played with boys before where this has happened, and like I win, and I like I'm surprised myself just because I just assume that other people are better just because they're confident about it. And I've this also happened on Kivun when I like with soccer, like I know what I'm capable of, but I was scared not to perform, and I was scared that people would think I'm bad, so I wouldn't play. And then one day I decided to play. I think that a lot of times women will stop themselves from doing certain things just because they have this idea and expectation to be perfect, but really in reality it shouldn't be holding us back. And it's really true that men overestimate themselves. Like so many boys in my grade think they're hot shit and like think that they're smart and they're capable and all this stuff. And while many of them are, like the girls in our grade were a lot more humble about it. And what that's also something that I really appreciated was that we're not in your face about it. Like we can all be, we're equally as smart, we're equally as capable, we're equally as qualified, but we're not really vocal about it in the same way. And I think that that's also something that's really female, is this certain humility. It's more like your action, your the way that you perform will speak louder than your words will. And so if I think I'm going to be good at a certain job, I won't say it, I'll show you, you know. And I think that a lot of times men tend to show to say it, and they can also show you, but women don't like hype themselves up as much in that way. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. And with the perfectionist thing, there's also the concept. Me and Avigail Levine did an episode on perfectionism, and so I'll link that because it was a really, really good episode. But it also has a lot to do with like the oldest daughter, and this is just from speaking from my experience that I feel like I have this certain idea of in my head of who I have to be, and like I have to follow a strict regiment. And I was speaking to this guy, and this was like literally a couple days ago, and he was saying that he's the oldest, and I was like, you really don't give off the oldest vibe. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, there's like the oldest like child, like at least like the oldest daughter, like everyone knows the trope, everyone knows that the oldest daughter is like a second mother and they're responsible and they like have a mission basically. And the oldest son, like I've never ever heard of any trope that has anything to do with it. Like I know that in general there with the birth order that the oldest child is a certain way, but like you really don't see it as much with oldest sons. And like I think that this isn't just to do with oldest children, but also in general women feel this need to be perfect and to present themselves in a certain way and to live up to that expectation that people have of them, when men don't as much. And this is not to say that men don't feel a certain need to perform in a certain way, but typically I see that women feel a need to be perfect a lot more than men do. And women feel a need to have to prove it and prove a point when men don't as much. And when you think about it, when I think about it, I wonder if this has anything to do with either the way that the system is and the way that the roles are ingrained in us and different preconceived notions we have of how order and society should be. It's just really interesting to think about. And I think that once like you become more aware of the fact that you're trying to be perfect, like a lot of the times, and I still do this where I won't try something because I don't want to be bad at it. I've never really heard of a man ever saying that ever, you know. Maybe they just don't vocalize it as much, and that's an issue in itself, but it's really like such an issue that's deep rooted into what it means to be a woman, is having to be perfect. And this manifests itself in so many different ways, whether it be the societal standards of how your body should look, or the way that you like a woman should behave in a way that's acceptable to behave. And like you in the Barbie movie, they were saying, like, the America Ferrera, I think that's how to pronounce her name, she went in her monologue, she was explaining that like you have to be this but you can't be this, you can't, like you have to be self-assured but you can't be bossy, and you have to be whatever it was. I don't even remember the different things that she said, but it's so true. Like also I remember seeing a Taylor Swift interview like this where they were saying like they call her controlling and manipulative, but for a man they would call it like the difference in wording, you know, like women are perceived to be calculated and bossy and whatever it is, when a man would be smart and confident, you know? I think that's really interesting to know, and it's important to recognize in your own life when you see that perfectionism and an idea of how you should behave is taking over. And like, I still struggle with this to this day, and I think that this is one of my biggest issues that I have to overcome, is feeling like I have to perform in a certain way and be a certain way and be perfect, when that's not what humanity is. And I can't let that stop me from doing things. I'm gonna link the episode, and I think everyone should listen to it because it's a really, really good episode, and we really dive deep into it and into body image and everything like that. So I'll link that up. This is from Liad, and every girl, I hope every girl has had this experience, because it's literally like the best feeling in the world, and it's 20 times better than going out, is getting ready for a party, getting ready for going out, getting ready for the club, and all of your friends like split up in different rooms, and there's some on the floor, there's some in the bathroom, and you're someone like some everyone's trading clothes, like trying on different outfits and doing their makeup, and there's music blasting, and then everyone takes pictures. And it's just such a war, like it's just such a nice feeling. Like every time I've ever went out, that was better than going out. Most of the time was getting ready and like being with friends. And I like specifically on Sukkot on Cholamoid, we stayed in an Airbnb together, like a bunch of us. I think it was like around 10 of us, so it was a lot. Like the more the merrier in this kind of situation where you're getting ready, and like one that means 10 times the closet, because every girl brings like two or three outfits just because you have to decide what you want that night. And so you try on your clothes, and then if you don't want to wear your clothes and someone else has something cuter, you trade, and you just hype each other up. And then one girl who's still trying on all their clothes goes to every room and like asks everyone, like, what do you think of this? Do you like this or this? And like, it's just such a nice feeling. Like, it's really like every girl should experience it, because it's so unique to womanhood. Like, you don't ever hear about boys like getting ready to go out. I guess it's also because they don't really have much to do. Like, I have seen guys doing the least, like doing the bare minimum, like maybe brushing their hair, like if that. And girls will spend hours, but it's so much more fun. Like, with the music blasting is also so fun. And like, I have a clear vision of on Sukkot when some girls are like sitting on the floor in front of like a full body mirror, and then some girls are standing up and doing a bit of their makeup, and then there's some in the bathroom. It's just so much fun. And like also like going between rooms and like not only trading clothes but trading makeup is just such a nice, I have no words. Like, I feel like that, and any girl who's listened to this knows the feeling and knows what I'm saying. I don't really have to explain more. This is the last thing that I want to speak about in this episode, and I realized how much there is to speak about and how it's also interconnected. But I think that women have a very I know that women, my bad. Let me rephrase that. I know that women have such a deep and natural capacity to nurture and to love and to care and to sympathize, and it runs so deep. I think a lot of what I'm saying is like everything is so deep with women. Like, everything is deep. And that's something that I love about my friends and being around women, is that everything like feels so deep and feels so real. And when you have a conversation with a guy, and this has happened to me so many times, where like I'm talking to them about something that like is, maybe this is also because I talk about my feelings a lot, especially with my friends, but if I'm talking to a guy about something, and like for them it is a big deal to talk about this kind of thing because it's not surface level, and for me I'm like, this is just like my average, like we'll talk about, like, I'm not gonna say trauma, but like different life experiences that they've had that like maybe they don't talk about or share a lot, and I'm like, this is my average like Tuesday afternoon conversation, like talking about my feelings about literally anything that's ever happened in my life. Like, what do you think I'm doing right now? Like, this is what this is. Like, it's so different. Like, with my friends, if that were the standard for what deep conversations were, we're constantly in a deep conversation, because I don't remember, like, me and my friends talk about surface level things too, but really not that much. Like, anytime I'm talking to someone, it's usually about something not very surface level, you know? Which I think is so nice, because it really adds depth to your life, and it makes everything real and it makes your connections real. And I have this story that connects to the deep natural capacity to nurture and care and love. And basically, me and my dad were on a bike ride, and we were really close to my home, like less than 5 minutes away. And so we were almost done. And there we were biking right by the clubhouse of the golf course right near my house. And this van stops, and there's a family in it. And they open the door, and then they take this turtle. I didn't know it was a turtle because it was the ugliest turtle I've ever seen in my life. I wish I could find a picture and show you, because it was so ugly. Like, it was just, like, it didn't look like a turtle. Like, I really, like, you look at it and you don't know what it is. This ugly creature, they take it out of the cart and just leave it on the sidewalk and then drive away. And I watched this whole thing as a little kid. I'm saying this, I was literally like 10. I think I was around 10 years old, 12 maybe. And I saw this and I was like, Daddy, we need to take this turtle home. Like, I stopped biking. I'm like, we need to take this, whatever this is, home. And then he's like, absolutely not. Like, we're not taking this home. I just, like, there's a deep, like, sick feeling in my stomach, because I was like, this turtle is gonna be all alone and it's already ugly, so it probably, you know, like, no one's gonna love it, and it just got abandoned, and like, someone needs to take care of it because it's just gonna die out here. And like, I remember like feeling so sick about it. Like, my dad is like, no, we're not taking it home. And I'm like, we have to take it home. And like, and then I started crying, and then he made me leave the turtle. But like, I really still think about that turtle to this day, because I was like, one, I think just because it was just such a sad situation, and like, it really was, I was sympathizing with the turtle, and I think I was also projecting a lot of human emotions onto it. Like, I was thinking like, oh, this turtle is gonna feel abandoned, and because it's already ugly, it's gonna feel worse about itself. Obviously, a turtle is not thinking about how ugly it is, and I'm not sure it actually knows. I know I'm not alone in this experience, and I know that, like, I remember when me and my cousins went to Key West, and there was a person that was hitting a dog and like abusing their dog on the beach. And obviously we're a huge dog family, and my cousin gets, I've never seen her so angry. She gets so angry, and then she's like, we have to call the police. She starts crying. Like, she's like, this is not okay. Like, they can't treat the dog like that. Like, women just, like, care so much and so deeply. And I'm just talking about animals right now, so think about how much more so it is for people. It runs so deep. And, like, I could speak about forever in another episode. I'll talk about more about female friendship. But everything just runs so deep. And the love and care and... it just all runs so deep, and I think it's such a beautiful thing about women. And a lot of times you're taught that this is weak and like, this is not important. And a lot of people think that feminism isn't being a housewife or working in the house and raising your family and being a mother. It's, you have to be out in the industry and working and making 10 figures, whatever it is. That's not true. Like, feminism, one, is having the choice to decide whether or not you want to do one or the other. And I think that we have to destigmatize the fact that seeing nurturing and loving and caring as something that's weak, because it's not true. And like, I think that as a little girl, that's taught me that I had to be super hyper independent, because I'm like, I don't need anyone. I don't need, like, and I saw this as weak. And I think that that's so horrible that like, you're taught that this is not what you should want, and you should not want to be a mother as much as you should want to be a businesswoman and make money, you know? I think that that's something that we, like, definitely need to break down a bit of the stereotypes. And I've watched so many episodes about the Jubilee video. It was a Jubilee video, and it was, like, about feminism and, like, people debating feminism. And I think they mentioned something about, like, being a housewife and whatever it is. I guess like, the problem with housewife is your role is as a wife, when you wouldn't think that of a man. But like, as a mother, yeah, hell yeah. Like, any mother ever will say that that's their most important job in their life. And that's for a reason. Motherhood is, I feel like I can't really like speak on it so much. I wish I could, because I am so excited to be a mother. Anyway, I hope you enjoy, and there's a lot more to come. Everyone gave me such good ideas for this episode, and this is just like a couple that I picked out from the massive list. So I hope to continue this series and have a lot more to speak about. And if anyone has more ideas, let me know. I hope everyone has a great day.